Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
We're fortunate at the Eric Stewart Group to get listings consistently. And some of these, we put them on the market, we get an immediate response to, and others, we have to find out where the market is. I want to focus on a house that is in Alexandria, Virginia. It's right on North Patrick Street in the Old Town for $788,000. It's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, single-family house with a nice lot and a nice big studio off the back of the property. So if you've ever dreamed of maybe starting your own life as an artist and you want to have easy access for people to come in and view your art, maybe even sell art out of your house, as some people do in Old Town, I encourage you to do a virtual tour walkthrough of the property on North Patrick Street. It's 718 North Patrick Street in Old Town, Alexandria, $788,000. Take a look for that. Also, one listing in Bethesda, Maryland at 8308 Tomlinson Avenue in Bethesda, four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath. Total square footage, almost 3,000 square feet. Possible basement, nanny suite, kitchenette downstairs, one-car garage. It's on a quiet street inside the Beltway off Persimmon Tree Road. Private setting adjoining a four-acre meandering open park space. So it's got privacy, beauty, nice wraparound deck off the back of the house. Very, very pretty. Also, in Potomac, 10610 Crossing Creek Road in Potomac, 20854. That's a contemporary light-filled home with really about 3,700 square feet of open living, vaulted ceiling, soaring living space, four-bedroom, three-bath, large yard, park-like setting, and near the Buck Branch Park in Potomac Church School District. This and so many of our other listings are on the market and can be found at ericstewartgroup.com. We've been fortunate to have gotten listings all over the metro area. I've also got several homes coming into the D.C. market. Just put a co-op down called Harbor Square down in D.C. Beautiful views of Potomac River. Gorgeous property for just over about $700,000. We also have a lovely row house in Burleith that'll come to the market sometime in the next probably week or two, 3 weeks, something like that, for around $900,000. If you're looking to be in the district, you want to find out what's coming soon anywhere, Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, go to the ericstewartgroup.com website. Go to the coming soon section. You can see all of our listings. This is one of the features that we offer our clients, that we'll let people know about your house coming to the market even before it is. Some of you may not be ready to sell until September, but may want to take advantage of our coming soon section. It's kind of like trolling when you go fishing. If you know the idea, you get into the fishing boat to go where the fish are, right? You get into the boat, everybody goes, and the captain takes you out to where he thinks the fish might be biting, and you go fishing there. Well, you may not be ready to start fishing for buyers for your house in the more traditional fashion with the sign and the lockbox and those kinds of things. You may not be ready for 6 months or a year. Why not troll for potential buyers? You might find somebody who'll come through, buy the house without you having had to do anything, and you haven't lost anything. No sign, no lockbox. You even pay a little bit less commission because we're not doing the traditional marketing in that situation. You get to save a little bit of extra money. And why should you pay me for something I'm not doing quite yet, like postcards and other kinds of marketing? The coming soon has worked very well for us. Last year, we sold three homes by doing this. We've already sold two this year. So you want to get some more information about what we call our quiet listing, give us a call at 1-800-900-9104. That's toll free, 1-800-900-9104, or go right to ericstewartgroup.com. You can type in your information, tell us what you'd like. You can ask for an appointment, and one of our group will come out and see you. Lickety-split, okay? Hey, if you're planning to buy a house in the D.C. area this spring, you might face competition from other people looking for what it is that you want. And so homes that are really in nice condition and are priced appropriately are garnering multiple offers. And that's the case for our listings as well, when they're priced right. Now, not every listing sells like this, but if you're a buyer looking to purchase, you want to have good representation. See, a good realtor can help you, guide you through the financing part of buying a home by recommending a good lender. In fact, a pre-qualification from a lender is an absolute must. You want to walk in the door as a buyer. What we demand when we're selling houses for sellers, we demand a letter from the lender that shows that the buyer's credit's good, that their income is sufficient, and that as far as the lender's concerned, there's no reason why the buyer cannot get a loan. We also demand a financial information sheet. What that is the buyer saying, I am able to purchase. I don't have any judgments, no lawsuits, no liens. Nothing could negatively affect my ability to purchase the property. I've only had one deposit forfeit in my career in 27 years in real estate, and that was $25,000, and that was just last year. It was a long, dry spell. We were very, very, very careful to make sure that buyers are well qualified when they come to us. This buyer last year in McLean wrote an offer on one of my listings, and it turns out that the buyer committed fraud. So by virtue of having the strength of letter from the lender and the financial information sheet, we demanded the deposit be forfeit. Actually, the deposit was a little bit lower than this. It was, I think, $15,000 to start. The buyer said, give me another 30 days and I'll settle. And we demanded that they increase the amount of the deposit from 15 to 25 and that they give the deposit to the seller now. Non-refundable, give it to the seller now. And as long as they settle in 30 days, they can have that money back to be applied towards their purchase. Well, turns out, buyer lost $25,000 in the transaction, and because I got the money up front in that scenario, my seller was very happy to have accepted a $25,000 gift from this buyer, and we were able to turn around and sell the property almost immediately to another buyer. So my client did very well all the way through that transaction, even though it was very painful. Because anytime you're cheated on in anything in life, you always feel like someone's doing you wrong, and it hurts, and it hurt them, it hurt me, but we got compensated fairly for the hurt that was caused. So buying a home it's really a three-part process and includes looking for the property, arranging your financing, and negotiating a contract, and then getting to settlement, right? So an agent can really provide you great insight and advice during each of those issues. Recently, I had the benefit of writing an offer with a buyer whom I'm not representing the buyer. Let's understand fiduciary duty for just a moment. As fiduciary to the seller of a property, they're my client. Everything I do in listing a property is to represent their interests. Occasionally, a buyer will come to one of my properties and say, I want to purchase this property. I don't have an agent. I cannot represent, and in Virginia, actually, legally I can, but I just refuse to represent the buyer and the seller in the same transaction. Instead, I tell the buyer up front, look, I'll be fair, I'll be honest, and I'll be ethical with you, but I'm not going to represent you, meaning you'll be the customer here, and my client is the seller. Well, the buyer said, no problem, we like you, we want to work with you, and let's try to make this work. So I wrote up the offer, and every conversation I had with the buyer went to my seller. Right? But every conversation that the seller and I have is not shared with the buyer. That's the way that works. Realtors have knowledge and the ability to connect things and to push things through. And so I was able to create the sale for this particular buyer with the seller. And when you want to find a good agent, well, you know where to come. Come to Eric Stewart because I'll help you find a good agent wherever it might be. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal is standing by when I return.